When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Days when it took a bunch of pickets to get a raise. We've built a union 10 million strong. We taught the bosses how to get along with the working class. More respectful like. Friendly conferences and mutual understanding. You could just take a look at a union town. Folks don't walk the streets with their heads bound down. You see clean cities, happy kids. Feel mighty proud what the union did. More wages. Better hourly. Folks have more time to live together. But we've been so damn busy licking the axes, we didn't watch Congress mussing up the taxes. We were wheeling and dealing and steaming and cranking. We didn't keep our eyes out on buzzards like Rankin playing cheap politics. Poll tax buzzards or clip his wings. Now don't you think that it's a hell of a note to filibuster on the soldiers' vote, to make long speeches and shed hot tears about the sad, sad fate of the war profiteers? That's Congress for you, though. Week in, week out, week all over. If you want to know what I think of it all, we ought to stick together when we vote this fall. When they count the ballots, there's a lot of us. 10 million workers can make a hell of a fuss. Change Congress. Make them respect us. Like management does. Yes, we've organized, got better conditions. We pitched in together, made the world's munitions. Now we got to vote for men who'll right our wrongs. Put some guys in Congress who'll sing our songs.